Cloudburst.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I talked about that. Cloudbuster.
Uh-huh.
I said we had a cloudbuster yesterday. That better have a rain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about if it just rains all day long?
Just rain a day.
Or slow rain, you'd call that a...
A slow rain, all day to day.
Uh-huh. Well, would you call it a drizzle or a sprinkle?
No,
or?
I wouldn't call it. That'd be slower for me to call it a drizzle. It has to be real slow for me to call it a drizzle. That would be between a mist of rain and a drizzle. Then I said we had a drizzle. But if it's a little heavy like Jenna do, I said they had a heavy drizzle today.
Uh-huh. And if it's real fine, you'd call it a...
Missile rain.
Uh-huh. You say, all night long the wind...
Blows.
And the wind has what hard?
The wind shift which now?
The wind has what?
Quiet.
What do you mean quiet?
Power.
The wind had blowed hard. That's what you
said. I said the wind. Oh, yeah. The wind had blowed hard.
Uh huh. You said the wind is quiet.
And if it's quiet, that means it quieted down.
Uh huh. What if it's getting stronger? You'd say it was.
If it's getting stronger, I'd say the wind's getting stronger.
Uh huh. Do you ever say it's rising or blowing
right.
higher?
You say it's rising. Yeah, when it's getting strong, that's what she says, rising.
And?
I don't know where I said to rise, not I said to strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead, in my day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You'd say, it started to rain and the wind began to...
Blow.
And if the wind's from this direction, you
west.
Say, huh?
Come from them west.
Okay. And the wind halfway between south and west, you'd call a...
How first between, I don't know.
Okay. And if you get up in the morning and can't see across the road, you'd call that a...
Drizzly morning or...
It's not raining, but you have a...
A fog. It's fog, huh?
Fog, or either, I'd say, if you get up in the morning, I'd say, I can't see across the road, it ain't day yet.
Yeah. Or talking about the... But this heavy white mist, you'd call that a...
Fog.
And a day like that, you'd call a...
A foggy day.
Okay. And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say you're having a...
drought.
Okay. And if it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers...
You had a frost. You just had a freeze.
Okay. What's the difference between a frost and a freeze?
There's a deeper difference. Frost is a frost, and if it's cold enough, you have freeze, you'll have icicles,
uh-huh.
and have ice and shadow water.
Uh-huh. Ice and what water?
Shadow water. And what I mean by that tub,
uh-huh.
or some in a little hole out there, and to freeze over. Well, that's a freeze.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, a frost just had a frost. It's just heavy enough for you to see it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you say, the water pipes...
Busted. That's from a freeze.
Uh-huh. Because the water...
Was left in the pipe.
And the water did what?
Freeze.
Yes,
and you'd say, the pipes have already...
The pipe could wish it on?
Say, I was going to wrap the pipes, but they had already...
Busted. Freeze.
The water pipes, it was so cold, the pipes have...
Busted.
Because the water has
froze.
And if it gets much colder, the pipes might
burst.
Or the water might
run out.
Or if it gets much colder, the water
freeze.
Uh-huh. You say it was so cold last night that the lake
rose over.
The lake did what?
The lake.
The lake.
The lake.
It said it's so cold last night, the lakes did what?
Freeze.
Over.
Froze over.
Would you use the same word if they just frozen around the edges?
No, it shouldn't be as cold. Mm-hmm. If it froze over.
What would you say if they just froze around the edges, just a little ice?
What did I say? I say we had a little freeze last night.
Mm-hmm. And talking about how tall rooms are, you'd say this room's about 9. How tall is this room?
9 feet.
Okay. That's all.